Bringing your attention to your breath as it's entering and exiting your body through your nose or your mouth. So your attention is a relaxed attention. You're not hawking, you're not up on your breath. You're kind of sitting back, just noticing it. You can connect to the preciousness of your breath. This vehicle that brings life, that brings oxygen, that also gets rid of toxins and carbon dioxide. It's a process of rejuvenating and letting go. Receiving and letting go. In this practice, if you find yourself spacing out, then you just bring yourself gently back to your breath, the awareness of your breath. It's like riding the waves of the ocean, lying down on a raft. If you like to do mental labeling, that's a silent whisper in the mind, then you can label something on the in-breath and something on the out-breath. It can be receiving, letting go, or in, out. If you're needing a lot of extra energy, it might be in, out, out, out. Or you can be silent and just be with the sensation of air as it touches your nostrils. Each in-breath is a new life. Each out-breath is a death. If you find your mind wandering, notice where it went. What is it doing? Is it fantasizing, worrying, planning? Just yakking, just noticing this? And coming back home. You might notice other experiences in the background, like hearing sounds. Just keep them in the background. It's okay to notice hearing. Keeping your breath in the foreground. During this entire weekend where we're going to be practicing Vipassana, I'm going to ask you that if any experience arises that's extremely powerful, that's taking over your mind, your heart, your body, could be sensations, to instead of try to avoid them, see if you can turn towards them, be with them, explore them with curiosity. Without getting lost in the storyline. See if we can drop the storyline and stay with the bare experience. And then when that powerful event subsides, which it will, remembering to come home to your object of meditation, which right now is your breath.